You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three of Mino the Mayor. Mino's off today, and Frank Hermans, Elvis and the Mayor, are here.
Oh, that's right. I'm still here.
You're still here.
Thank you. I'm having a blast, Jim.
This is going quick. Let's just talk about your show for the people who just tuned in now. You're at the Capitol Theater in Manitowoc tonight.
Tonight, yep.
With a hilarious show.
Yeah, it's called Anchorman. Hello, Green Bay. It's all about 1974 in the TV business of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh, and I play Frank Burgundy of WDUM News. News you can understand.
And who are you hounding?
Tom Zaleski.
So that's going to be good. And you're at the Capitol Theater, Manitowoc, tonight. There's still tickets. And then, of course, you kick off quite a run here, right?
Yeah, we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Meyer Theater. And then next week, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So lots of shows to catch. Make sure you come on out and see some great music and great, funny comedy.
And for people who are like, oh, my God, Valentine's Day's in 2 days, they can get tickets.
They still can get tickets. Yeah. And it's fluffy snow. Don't worry about the weather. It's fluffy snow. Yeah.
Even with snow, we're gonna talk a little bit boating here. And are you a boater, Frank?
I have had many boats. I don't have a boat right now, but I always rent one when we go out on vacation. We rent a pontoon boat and a speed boat, and I.
My
kids.
Strategy is I have friends with boats.
Smart.
Good strategy.
It is. And it works.
Cost effective.
It is. So John Kramer, and you've been here before. You are a photographer with the Press Times. I know you teach at NWTC because they see you out there.
Well, I don't teach. I'm an academic coach. And they want to.
Well, they call us teachers. And I think
I'm not a teacher. Okay. No, I'm just a tutor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I got someone for you to work on here.
Not here right now.
Right?
I got
a great classes this semester. And Kevin Osgood, and you guys are both with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. You're here for a couple reasons. I want to talk about boater safety just in general, because would that be your main focus, is to educate people on boater safety?
That is the primary mission of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. We are civilian volunteers, so we uniform up and we get out there and we spread the word about recreational boating safety, wearing your life jacket and how important that is. And we do vessel safety checks for people. And the Green Bay Boat Show is opening this weekend. So it's starting to be that thought.
Exactly. You
know, people who hang out every weekend that they can at Longtail are already thinking about when that boat's going back in the water. Right. And they're scratching their head going, how far back in storage is my boat? So now's the time to be thinking about, is my fire extinguisher up to date? Do I have everything I need? Because now you can get it. It's on the shelves at Fleet Farm and other places, because in the spring, when everyone's trying to get it, it'll be gone.
Yeah. So that's a really good point. I mean, the Super Bowl's over. So it's time to start thinking about, you know, the next phase of your life. And this is a good one. Be prepared. Do people have to have a license to operate their boat?
You do not have to have a license. But if you're born after 1989, then you need to take a boating safety class. And have that class. And the DNR offers an online one. We offer in-person classes, which is really, I think, tremendously better. John's got a great schedule set up this spring for classes.
And how fun is that to meet other people in the class? Because I think so much is gained from other students, and that's why I much prefer teaching in class versus online.
Right, the conversation that just naturally comes up in the questions, because you know what it's like in a class. Everyone will have the same question, but only one person's brave enough to ask it, and then that leads to lots of conversation and lots of new discoveries.
Well, what's nice, Jim, you and I are grandfathered in, because we were born before 1989.
Were we, Frank?
So, yeah, we were.
Tell me about these classes. Yeah. I think this is really important, and, you know, we are a huge boating community.
We are a very huge. I got the numbers a couple years ago. More than 70,000 registered recreational boats in Northeast Wisconsin. 70,000+ of them. Now think about those busy 4th of July, the opening, that first weekend in May when the water is still cold, but the air is perfect and you hit the boat out there. And then look around and realize 80% of the people out there really have never taken a class and don't really know what to do in a bad situation.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Yeah, it is.
So at the boat show, John, what are they gonna, when they come and talk to you? I mean, are they gonna ask how do I where do boat launches or what are they, what's the most common question you're gonna get when someone comes and talks to you at the boat show?
So I'm the new guy.
You're the new guy.
I'm still figuring all
okay,
this out.
Okay, you're gonna.
But what we offer at the boat show is we have the ability to give you a little flyer, okay. And we also have posters on the two programs that we offer. Yep. Which is the vessel safety checks, which are free. And we come to you, can do a boat's up to 64 feet, correct?
Right.
And then we also have, you know, you got a QR code, you can zap it with your phone and you can sign up for the boating safety classes.
Chuck, tell me a little bit about that boater safety class. Is it over at your place here at the boat launch, or where do you hold that and how much is it?
I don't know the amount. I'll have to get that.
Okay.
That to you, and the location is in a spot. I'll have to get to you also.
I mean, I want to put that on our website because people, it's a fun thing to do. You meet some other people, right?
Yep.
Kids can meet other. Well, they're not kids anymore. 89. But anyway, it's something that they should all do. And isn't the biggest thing the life preservers? And they're not cumbersome. They just are so. There's nothing to them anymore.
The technology on life jackets or PFDs, as we call them,
right?
I mean, I was at the very first boat show I went to in my first year at New Auxiliary, kind of where John is now. Was I had a conversation with a young lady at the booth, and she asked if she needed to wear a life jacket on her stand-up paddleboard. And I said, in Wisconsin, you need to have the life jacket with you, but you don't have to wear it, but it will only save your life if you're wearing
correct.
It. And she said, well, it will ruin my tan line. And you know, I wanted desperately to say, well, then the tan lines won't be seen at your funeral anyway. Yes. But I
you know
didn't,
what, though?
But
it could
true.
Be that serious. It could be that serious,
I see those
Kevin.
Paddle boards out in the middle of lakes with people.
And I'm a paddler, and
I know
absolutely
I have
love
one
it.
Too. I absolutely love it. Even though you have it tied to your foot, you know, that could come right off,
right.
And you could hit your head or something.
Or somebody will hit you.
Yes.
You may not do anything wrong the whole time you're out there. Yeah. But
it's that one thing,
that one power boater who might not see you and just might be distracted for a second, and life can change in an
all right.
instant.
So both you guys with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, John Kramer and Kevin Osgood, your main focus is to educate, inform people on boater safety. Now, what if someone comes to your booth and wants to be one of you?
That's great. As we put a potato sack over their head, throw them in the van. No.
You're not desperate? So. Last time I was at your event, you had a lot of people there, I thought.
We have a lot of people, and a lot of people are interested. And it's a really unique organization. So trying to explain what we do, that we are uniformed civilian volunteers. We are a part of Team Coast Guard. We actually, you know, when we take our pledge of membership and we follow the directives of the Commandant of the Coast Guard, I mean, that's we're here to augment and assist them. So there is a process. There's a rather lengthy application, but it's all online. It's not as hard as it looks when you first see it. And we have an HR officer that will help people.
So, John,
that
how did
process.
You get involved?
Well, that's what I was just going to mention is, you know, I medically retired from the Army, so I left not necessarily on my terms. And I still had that itch to give back to the community, give back to the country. And so I was a master sergeant in the Army, and I just did it so I could one day wear a butter bar. So.
You got to admit, though, uniforms, those are cool uniforms.
Yeah. Well, I look good.
Yeah. They're sweet. Slimming.
Okay, John.
I didn't realize how comfortable they were.
Yeah, I bet. So you wanted to give back. You wanted to stay engaged. And
so obviously there's a little bit, the requirements are a little bit less than being, you know, active duty in the Coast Guard or in any of the uniformed services. So, so I'm medically retired, but I'm medically okay to be in the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Right.
There's no physical requirements. There's no medical checks. Just got to be a U.S. citizen and have a clean record, and you can join us.
And what is the time commitment? Is it up to the individual?
Yeah.
What do you look for? Because I think people would like to be part of that. I just think some people just love the water in this community. And like you said, we got 70,000 registered boaters in Northeast Wisconsin. And they want to give back a little bit too. Especially the youth. I talk about that often, but you know, I work at a homeless shelter. And you wouldn't believe the number of kids that, you know, the football team from Preble, the swim team from UWGB. And they don't have to do it. They really say, look, you know, I just want to give back a little bit. that's like an awesome thing at their age, you know, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You can join us at that young age. If you're thinking about the military service and want a little taste of it, this is an opportunity to do that.
We have a great story from the Green Bay Flotilla from several years ago, put it that way. Young teenager who was associated with a maritime business here in Green Bay joined the Coast Guard Auxiliary here in Sturgeon Bay and got qualified to watch stand. He was doing the radio watch stand while folks were out on patrol, and he went through the AIM program. So at 17, he's going through the Academy Preparation Program in the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Wow.
And he was accepted to the Coast Guard Academy in the very first class after 9/11. And at this moment, he's the executive officer of the Coast Guard cutter Kimball in the Northern Pacific, shadowing Russian and Chinese ships off the coast of Alaska. And his assignment before that was on the cutter Mobile Bay in Sturgeon Bay. So he got to come home and be commanding officer of a ship near home. And he's just a great guy. Eric Quigley, Quigley Marine, used to be well known in Green Bay. And he was a member of our flotilla as a teenager. And it just opened up a huge
platform. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
And I think part of our job here on this show is to inform people. I think we had a lady on here earlier today from the Hull Resource Center, and this is Give Back Green Bay. 50 organizations, and you read through them, it's like, you know, and I know a little bit about this community. There's 6, 7, 8, 9 I didn't never heard of. So it's that exposure. I mean, a lot of people are going to go to the boat show because there's not a lot going on this weekend, but it's also a great show. It's over at the Rush Center. It starts Friday, and you're with your family, and or maybe you're retired and you want to be part of your organization.
Have a conversation. Just right. Come in and chat with us, and you don't have to wait for the boat show. You can reach out right. Through our Facebook page or online, and we can start the conversation at any time.
How many are there of you?
Well,
just not just you.
There's only one.
There's only one, Frank. Just only one you. Only one mayor. Only one John. Thankfully.
Yeah, that.
Thankfully.
Of use guys.
Only one Mino.
Only one Mino.
Is he listening?
Here in the Green Bay Flotilla, there's a little over around 40 members right now. Around Lake Michigan, which is our district level, just around the lake, about 800 auxiliaries.
That's awesome. And again, it's an organization that works in conjunction with the Coast Guard.
I mean, some of our members train to Coast Guard level and actually fill active duty Coast Guard positions. We have several members that cook aboard Coast Guard cutters and at the Coast Guard station and then help out with that way. And other ones basically answer the radio calls for help.
That is just great. I want to talk a little bit about more boat show and a little bit more what we can do about boater safety. He gets this.
This is Sailing by Christopher Cross.
It's a great song.
He doesn't miss a thing.
Wow.
We're going to be right back. This is Frank Hermes and Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. Christopher Cross.
I love Christopher Cross. Makes me want to take a nap when I hear this song.
Okay, yeah. We got to keep a little bit more energy.
Let's get it going. Your Yacht Rock radio station.
Yacht Rock radio. Can we sing along on it?
Yeah, we'll stay away from that. But the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, it's just something else in this community that we're blessed to have. It's 40 people who give of their time and their talent to really encourage boater safety. And we have, as Kevin was saying earlier, 70,000 boaters, and it can get a little bit busy, and it can, I'm not saying it's going to be dangerous, but you really want to get boater safety at the top of your list, and now's the time to do it.
Right, because anyone who's a boater, if you're listening right now, you've been out on the bay, and you know how quickly the weather can change. You know, you saw Luke Zampi or whoever's forecast the day, and you know that this afternoon it's going to rain, but he might be off.
Choppy. It's going to be choppy.
It'll be choppy.
Yeah.
Choppy can mean a couple different things.
Yes, it can.
And it can vary greatly if you're in a kayak, a canoe, or a 16-foot John boat with an outboard, or a 60-foot cabin cruiser. Choppy can affect any one of those people in a number of different ways. So knowing what to do, knowing what to look for, knowing where to find the information is all about just being an educated voter.
And what are some of the advances if somebody maybe hasn't done this in a while? They haven't gone and looked at the latest and greatest. They still have the light preservers, the flashlight. I mean, what?
You have those giant orange life jackets your grandma used to strap to you before you go in the swimming pool or to the beach.
Yeah, no. Really, there's something better than that?
Yeah, there's a few things better than that. There's all sorts of things. There's the belt pack. If you're a stand-up paddler, you can wear the belt pack, and you can get them to automatically inflate when you go in the water or not, because a lot of us like to fall in the water and cool off on those hot days. So.
But that, I want to talk about that. I'm not sure we use those. When you're on a stand-up paddleboard, which you got to have a sense of balance. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, Frank. I'm glad.
It's hard. Okay. Yeah, that's hard. It's tough on a 6'3", 260-pound guy. Yeah.
But you have to have a life preserver with you.
You do. That's a paddlecraft. And you have to have that life jacket with you. I mean, the fine is about twice what it would cost to buy a really nice life jacket. So, I mean, just buy the life jacket and have it right with you at very least. But have it on you, especially one of those ones that isn't in the way. You're not wearing it over your shoulders, but it'll save your life in the water. People say, well, you know, I'm tethered to my board.
Yeah.
Well, again, if that powerboat cuts you off and you're separated from your board, that can make the biggest difference in the world. One of the things I've shown at the seminars at the boat show over the last few years is an incredible video of a couple of guys that were in a canoe off of Bremerton, Washington, and they were out paddling for the day. Something happened. They flipped over. Their life jackets floated away. It was 55-degree water, and they were in that water for 3.5 hours before the Coast Guard found them, and one of them almost drowned. And the rescue, where the Coast Guardsman reaches over the boat, the guy sinks into the water, and the Coast Guardsman reaches down into the water and grabbed him and pulled him up. It was that close to that guy losing his life, and it was just because they weren't wearing their life jackets. On the boat is one thing. On you is another.
I like that.
You know, a rule of thumb that I do when I'm, you know, we like to water sports and we're out there a lot with the kids is if you can't swim that far, don't go that far.
Exactly.
That's kind of the thing I tell my kids. So
well, that's interesting. Swim to shore.
Yep. Swim to shore. If you can do that. You know, they have their life preservers on, but one of the things is, what if you lose that life preserver? Can you swim that far?
Yeah.
And
something else to do. Yeah. If you really want to teach yourself a lesson, get in the water where you can't touch bottom, swimming pool or at the beach. And try to put a life jacket on while you're trying to tread water. It's not easy to do. And then think about the shock of if there had been an incident that propelled you into the water, and now you're trying to get to a life jacket and put it on. Yeah. It's really, really hard to do, and you can learn a lot from that experience.
Or try to get to others in the boat. You know, kids along. Imagine trying to help get their jackets on when it's too late.
So boater safety, we're talking about when you're on the water, life preservers, some other equipment that, and you guys do these inspections at no cost, or is there a charge for that?
It's no cost for the inspections, and no, we're the auxiliary, just like the Coast Guard, with the exception of two things. We do not deploy for military deployments, and we do not do law enforcement. So we don't write you a ticket if your fire extinguisher is out of date. What you get is the exact same inspection the Coast Guard is going to do in a boarding, but you're going to get it as a coaching session. This is what you need to go get and have in your boat before you get out on the water.
These guys should do the parking utility downtown. You know, just tell us, just a little, give us
a little
advice.
Training.
Give us advice, training. But don't give us tickets.
I need training on these meters. I live in Sturgeon Bay. It's parking meters.
Hey, we just had one of the new guys here. How do you put coins in these things?
Yeah.
So that's
They're
the
all
new
apps.
Training.
They're all
and
apps.
How do you put a stamp on an envelope? So
it's stamped?
Wait, what?
Yeah. What's mail?
Hey, what's that?
I want to ask you guys one other thing that has come up time and time again, and just your advice, but sometimes people drink a little bit on the water, and that can lead to some danger. Is that, can you get a DUI on the water, or is that something that you...
You can absolutely get it on the water, and you get it a whole lot more quickly than you do, because you can, being on the water, you're probably not hydrating as much. Your body is constantly working in the balance of the boat with every wave and every movement, and the sun and the heat. You will become intoxicated much more quickly on the water than you will on land. And the penalty on the water is more severe than it is on land.
So, you get stopped. You get a DWI on the water. Nobody else is not drinking on that boat. Do you just put an anchor in that boat and leave it out there and haul everybody in?
No.
I mean, what do you do? I just thought of that.
I mean, our active duty shipmates would probably, depending on if is there another captain who can bring the boat in?
Okay.
If not, then they'll probably tow the whole boat in.
Gotcha.
Or not drink.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
that's a good
you
thing.
Know, that's the other thing. I just think we're so fortunate and so blessed to live on, you know, the Fox River, Lake Michigan, and to take advantage of that, it could be ruined with one bad decision,
right,
or bad, like not getting inspected or not having your life preserved.
Right.
So I really want people to enjoy that. And we have so many, and I wish even more people, you know, have that paddle sail thing that we teach kids, you
right
know, that maybe
yep
are a little lower income. They really haven't been exposed to these natural resources, and teach them right how to sail.
There's
and,
a Sea Scout unit
right,
in
Sea Scout
Sturgeon
school
Bay and yeah Sheboygan
mm-hmm
that young people can get involved with at age 14 to learn how to be safer out on the water. And that's the thing, is it can change in a heartbeat. We're all having fun out there, but just one thing can
right
go wrong unexpectedly, and it changes quickly.
Right.
A lot of variables that can go wrong.
Yep.
Right. So with that, we're going to the boat show. Talk to you guys, boater safety, and then walk down the aisle a little bit more and buy a boat.
Then bring Frank.
There we go.
There's some nice boats there.
Oh,
there's some unbelievable.
I want a cigar boat. Do you want a cigar
yeah
boat?
Yeah, ooh, that's fast. All right, we're moving on to Miami. We'll do the...
That's my Miami team.
Very good. John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Thanks for what you guys are doing. We'll see you Friday at the boat show at the Resch Center. And if you'll have information there, give us your website one more time real quick.
Oh, I don't have the website.
Find us on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, on Facebook. Yep. All right, U.S. Coast Guard. All right, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good info.
All right, we'll be right back.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me. Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Recombobulate, don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10, 10, 10, 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The last half hour. Isn't this flown by, Frank?
I can't remember. Like 10 minutes ago, did we start?
Yeah.
So many great guests.
We had a lot of great guests. Yeah. And we have another one coming up here. I sure want to thank, though, Ashley Hoffman, who came in from the Hotel Northland. To remind people, we got that pause for applause next mm-hmm Saturday, and that's going to be a big thing. Of course, Amanda Johnson, Howell Resource Center, Give Big Green Bay is coming up a week
Maddie
from today.
Maddie the Penguin was here.
Maddie the Penguin, she yeah was here too, Give Big Green Bay. So let's put that on our calendar. They're going to be in the igloo right in front of Gallagher's and what is it?
Gallagher's Pizza and the brewery.
Yeah, the brewery.
Zimbaldi's. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I go there. It slipped. And Benediana Melcor, they got a lot going on. They're a new place now on Main Street.
Moving with the Melcors,
yes,
TM.
Yes, we got that. Yeah. And, of course, we just had the guys in from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, which is we're so fortunate to have them here in our community. 70,000 boaters, people with licenses, and John Kramer and Kevin Osgood. But now we are going to keep it going with great
celebrity
guests. Celebrity.
Celebrity.
This is a celebrity.
Yeah.
So you're not a household name, but everybody knows your work. You know, you're one of
it
right?
Seems like it, yeah.
Okay. You're one of those guys. We got a special guest in house here, Spencer Nolan. Now, Spencer's been on here before. This is a super talented guy.
Thank you.
You are. I mean, you started this, I don't know, high school? When did you start painting?
Yeah, so I've always been drawing my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to college, I decided, you know, I'm going to do something I love. So I pursued art. I went graphic design and, you know, graduated. I worked in the corporate setting for a while and wasn't really my thing. Decided to take a chance on myself. And I mean, 10 years later, fast forward now, here talking with you. So.
And you're making a great living.
And yeah.
I think let's just talk about a couple things that you do for the community. One is the fence on Lombardi.
Yep. That's the very first thing I started doing in the Green Bay community that kind of really propelled my artwork to the next level. So,
and do you get a lot of advice?
Yeah, believe it or not, a lot of people want to give their insider opinions what it should be every year. And
yeah,
it's like, I do my best to collect as much information as I can to like put it towards the next season.
But it's your idea, right? It's your idea.
For the most part. Okay. It's a collective between the owner and myself. Okay. And, you know, we kind of come with an agreement.
Do you come with sketches? Or what?
Yeah, we do the whole thing.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Okay. It's not just freehand. You just
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. So, like, you're always referencing, like, players and stuff and images. Like, you know, if we're going to go do throwback, like Vernon Bieber, like, he's such a famous photographer that I've looked up to with my art being a sports artist, I would say, for myself, so...
So even though it's a little cool, are you going to paint over that for the draft? Are you thinking the draft?
Yeah, so
that's cool.
Yeah, we
scoop.
Got a couple.
We got the scoop now. Yeah, we're gonna get it. We got the scoop.
So we got a couple fences in the area. So definitely the one we have something in the works, and then the other one with for the love of Wisconsin. So it has like Chris Farley, Chrissy Barlamet, Ryan Rubel, Ed the Diver. So we're trying to think of ideas. Like, I know it's like fastly approaching.
It is.
Me. Put me on
there. Hey, Frank, we can campaign. We can make it happen.
Okay. Let me be Frank Productions.
I'm just kidding.
But I think, I don't know, I guess you do know, how many people see that? I mean, not just residents, but tourists and
it's
everybody.
A lot.
You know what? I can help you out with that, because I used to buy outdoor signs advertising. I used to sell it. And just Lombardi Avenue is 25,000 people a day. I'm just saying.
That's crazy,
back in the 90s when I sold outdoor advertising.
And
so
I see that they have the footprint for the draft. And am I right that one lane's going to be open? Or are they closing both?
I think it's closing both.
Oh, they're closing both. Okay.
I believe.
All right. Well, that's kind of cool. They'll be walking in front of your place then.
Well, and that's what I'm saying too. So it's like you have a whole walking area where it's kind of like a art alley in a way, because you have more than one Packers fence out there, you know, and you're
kind of. And then you've got the donation bowl.
Yeah.
I like this one the
best. You just got to put up that little the UPC code. They just could just send you cash.
A donation. That's pretty cool that you're working on that now. And I think, like you said, just the visibility of that. Hey, you did something else that was really cool that I think people saw and didn't connect it with you, and that's the cleats.
Yeah, so kind of a crazy year to say the least. I mean, previous years I've always done at least like one Packer player cleat. This year it definitely went a little crazy. When it was all said and done, I did over 60 pairs of cleats for Packer players.
Wow.
I would say maybe 30 players.
Do they come with you with what, like they say, this is, or do they say, hey, can you make my cleats look cool? Or do they come with a charity or?
Yeah. So,
or an idea or?
So throughout the whole season, so like each week I would probably get like a few cleats that I would work on, and they would have a specific guideline. Like, it's mostly the colorway. So you got to keep it that green, yellow, gray, black, white accents. And then there's a special week called My Cause, My Cleats, and each player can give back to a charity that they choose. Okay. So when they wear these cleats that are customized, then they can, like, auction it off. Yeah, it's super
cool.
So
your art is getting auctioned off all over.
Yeah, so I had, I did 27 pairs for Packer players that one specific week. The one that really was a big one was Lucas Van Ness's. He had, I believe it was like 2 sacks that game. And it was for the Stead Family Hospital in like Iowa. And it went for $3,500.
How many cleats can you turn out in a day?
Oh my gosh.
When they say 30 cleats, are you getting them the week before?
So this was like 2.5 weeks advance. So I had a little bit of time, not a whole lot of time. So I was doing like maybe 3-4 pairs a day.
You go to bed, you wake up, you start painting. You know what I mean? That's just to get that all done.
Yep.
So with Spencer Nolan Young, who's the local artist that does a lot of, you've done some work in New York, Texas.
Yeah.
You're big time.
Nah, I'm big. I'm not big time. You
he
know?
Is large. He is. I'm going to go 6'6", 290, right?
Yeah. A little bigger than that, I think. I haven't been on a scale in a while, let's just say. So
I want to try and block him out when we're done here.
He played for Philly.
St. Norbert.
Oh, I know. I was going to say that Philly had that unbelievable line.
Yeah.
And I'm a Chiefs fan, so let's move on. You played at St. Norbert.
Yep.
Just got this bug for the art, tried the corporate world, and that happens to people often, not real often, but they're like, hey, look, this just isn't me.
Yep.
And to go out and go on your own, you must have had family support. And
oh, yeah. My parents have been amazing throughout the whole process. Like, I think there were times where maybe they didn't get it, they didn't understand it, but they knew it made me happy. So I'm forever grateful for them supporting me through all my career.
So finger paints for Christmas you got every year?
Hey, listen, the Christmas gifts were checked off every year.
Awesome.
You know, they're all homemade, so you can't go wrong with that. And then my wife, who, like, we've been together for, it's going to be
be careful. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's coming up here pretty quick. But she's been my number one fan, my number one supporter. Awesome. Like even with my doing football cleats, she ran the household and wouldn't have been able to get it done without her. Right. So
you got the NFL draft coming up. You're molding some things around. Will the cleat thing continue again? Did we play? Is that every year? Is that an annual?
Yeah,
it is good. So next year you'll be
like week 13, week 14.
Okay.
That's when I do a lot of the cleats, but it's a weekly thing. Okay. So there's been times where I get a message Friday night and they leave, you know, Saturday afternoon. I need a pair done. So
Luke Van Ness called you?
Yeah. So that like I get players messaging me, you know, whether that's text, that's on social media, that's phone calls.
They're sharing your number.
Yeah. So, and it's kind of funny because it's like, you don't know what the number is, but like, you'll say like, Malik Keith called me and it was like a Mississippi number and I was told he would be calling me. So I was like, all right, I know this is him right here. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
They pay, which they should, but do you say, look, can I get a picture for my kid too? Or?
Oh yeah, dude. They're the best.
They are, right?
Yeah. They even said like, you know, like even when they fly back home after the season and stuff, and it's like, yo, I'll hit you up when I come back in the area and, you know, connect and plan some other things for the future. So
does LaFleur ask you to try out by chance?
Oh man.
When these guys see, okay, I'm just going to ask, when these, you got a defensive back or, you know, the smaller guys, and they see you like, who are you?
Yeah, so it was funny because like one of my first clients that I worked with a Packer player was Mike Daniels.
Okay.
And Mike Daniels on the short side, and he walked up to me, and the first thing when he saw me, he's like, yeah, I'm small, I know it. And I'm like, the dude's like 6 foot, 300 some pounds. Yeah. But I mean, like I'm probably like 6'7".
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how much I weigh now, but
it doesn't matter. I was just kidding.
But what a great guy, Mike Daniels. Like two things is he used to hold some auctions, and I have a pair of his cleats, but I want to tell you one other story. Mike Daniels is also the president of Nicolet Bank, which is right down the road here.
Yeah.
His name's Mike Daniels, St. Norbert guy. He's a great guy. I had to call him. I was working on a fundraiser, and you know, I hit him up for some money. So I call, and I just hit Mike Daniels, and it was
Packers.
There's a Packer guy out in Jersey. Yeah. I said, "Oh, Mike."
Whoops!
I didn't say. Well,
you had both of their numbers on speed dial,
right? Well, they're right next to each other. Yeah. I think they're spelt the same. Anyway,
Jim, tell the story how you got out of that.
Oh, yeah, I did. That is true. And he goes, "Oh, man, how you doing?" You know, and I'm good. I said, "You know, Mike, this New Year's resolution, I call kind of a long lost friend every week, and you're on there. Well, that's great." And then he tells me about his kids and coaching and stuff. So I kind of
smooth.
You backed it up.
I backed it up. Smooth. I backed it, but I got out of it. I got out of it. Anyway, what I just want to say, there's so many great Packer players, and they're so kind, and I'm glad to hear that, you know, they're good to you and your kids.
Yep.
So, so what's next? I mean, you're young.
Yeah. Oh, that's my last name too. So it's Forever Young Designs. That's my business too. So, I mean,
Spencer Nolan Young.
Yeah. I've been designing more football cleats outside from like painting Packer player cleats. I actually paint like a lot of the top high school players in the country's football cleats, install murals around the area. I know with the NFL draft coming up, a lot of Airbnbs in the area want some cool artwork on their walls. So I've been staying pretty busy.
Oh, that'll keep you busy.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
I got to tell you, the coolest thing, and my kids are going to think I'm so cool. You went to Texas and you painted like how many square feet of a Roblox?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was a 10,000 square foot building.
What was your design?
Let's tell our listeners what Roblox are in case they're like me.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
So Roblox is like a super popular video game amongst the kids.
The game.
Yeah, it's like the metaverse for video gaming.
Like Mario?
Essentially. Yeah, same
it's
realm.
It's different than Pong. It's different than Pong.
I'm with you guys. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the animation department, Wonderworks Studio, invited me down to their headquarters, and they said, go crazy here.
It's great. How did they hear of you?
So it's funny, because I actually played semi-professional football in the area.
Okay.
And one of the guys that played for like a year was like, we were buddies, and then he moved down to Texas, and he's like, hey, I got a project for you if you're interested.
Wow.
So, yeah, flew me down and everything, and...
And so you walked in there, did you send them sketches, say, this is what I'm thinking, or did you just walk in there and say, everybody get out?
So originally we had like planned for just doing three walls, so nothing major. And then they're like, can you just do the whole building? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess, but I don't have like all my materials. They're like, well, we'll pay you this much if you do it. I was like, all right, we'll definitely make it work. So
did you have help or did you do it by yourself?
Actually, my mom flew down
with me.
Yeah, so it was kind of mother and son bonding experience.
That's awesome.
You know, I'll cherish forever.
Just gave her a roller.
Yeah, pretty much. She's pretty good painting too.
But you're an artist that left corporate? Do you work with other people, or are you one of those guys that everybody get out?
I mean, I collab once in a while with other artists, but I like staying in my own lane for the most part. You know, I have very high standards when it comes to my artwork, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist at the end of the day, and it's kind of hard critiquing other people's work, and if I got to critique my own, it's even harder too.
Right. Okay. So I got a technical question.
Yeah.
So you're an artist. Do you ever drink coffee and get a little shaky?
Believe it or not, I don't drink coffee.
You don't. Nope. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Stay away from that stuff.
The nerves will get to me.
And they say it stunt your growth.
You didn't drink any coffee. You didn't have any coffee.
Exhibit A.
All right. Spencer, this is great what you're doing for this community. And, you know, just good luck with the NFL draft.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you got a great future. And now with this whole, whatever, LMI or these kids that get paid, they're going to want their cleats done too.
Oh, for sure.
So you got a whole new market opening up for you.
Yep.
That's awesome. I just thought of something.
Jim has a pair of tap dance shoes. Maybe he's got those, right?
I do.
I'm down. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Just a quick question. You're going to be painting those fences in the cold weather. How do you do that? Is there a certain type of paint?
Heat lamps? Anything? So I think since it's like a temporary installation, like we'll install a new fence like in the start of the season. Okay. So I think the weather will cooperate with us for the most part. Okay. Other than that, we just got to find that window to install because you never know. You might have 12 inches of snow one day and then you have sun bright.
April.
Yeah, exactly.
Spencer Nolan Young, the artist, local artist here, Packer Fences, cleats, young, talented guy. It's going to be fun to watch you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I think you're going to do just awesome here. Thanks for making the community look better.
No problem.
All right, take care. We're going to be right back. This is
We're going to arm wrestle.
You can have it. I'm betting on Spencer. I'll tell you that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are wrapping it up, Frank.
Wow. That was a great day today.
You make it a great day. This is just, and I think what we try to do here, you and I talk about the press times once in a while. Yeah. I know we both read them and they cover the local, but you know, but this show today, I think we really inform people about some of the local things going on. Everything from the, you know, pause for applause and of course, give Big Green Bay's a big deal. And of course, the Melcor's always got stuff going on.
They're awesome folks.
That U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, that checks a lot of boxes.
It does.
Maybe you're, you know, younger kids, or we talked during the break about that could even be a father-son thing to join.
And I think what they offer is experience on what to do out there. And sometimes you need that. You just need that experience. Don't do it without knowing.
Take the edge off. Mom won't worry. Yep. You know, if you got that. And of course, Spencer's got it going on. Spencer Nolan Young. So speaking of things going on, you're good.
Yeah, I am fantastic. In fact, when we're done with this, I'm going to go work out and then I'm going to go load my trailer and I'm heading to the Capital Civic Center. I'm loading in at 2 o'clock. They say the snow is going to start at noon.
Yeah.
Just white fluffy stuff, folks. We have tickets available down there at the Capital Civic Center. And then we're back at the Meyer Theater with our brand new show called Anchorman, Hello Green Bay.
That is going to be fun.
It is such a... And you know what, Jim? It's great music from the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
It's the great tunes. You'll know every song. You know, and you get to see me dance in this show.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
I will say your shows bring the energy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you go to theater, you want to feel good, but you know, sometimes, I don't know, it's just, but musicals usually elevate that. And you always have music, right?
It's all about excitement. We want you to come to the theater and forget about life for 2 hours. Yeah. And I get that every show. Man, you just made me forget about what was going on for
two hours. Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We take you away a little bit. It's kooky. It's funny. But I have so much talent on stage. Everybody can sing like a bird. And the color, the pageantry, the lighting. I spent another 14 grand on lights this year. So I got more moving lights. It looks like you go to Branson, you don't see a show that's not even, I mean, it's the same level.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome.
Or Vegas.
Hey, speaking of theater, I was going to tell you this. I'll tell you right now. So I have my kids like theater. Yes. They've always loved you, and they've been into Dudley Birder and many, many shows. One of my kids is out in New York, and I think one of the reasons she decided to live out there is they take in a lot of theater.
Yep.
And they started a new program. I just talked to her yesterday about this, that she joined. It's kind of like Pros on Broadway. So it's these doctors, finance people that were in music theater,
and then they
but
got
their parents
kind
of said to them, why don't you do that part-time?
Exactly.
And then they go to school, and they study. And she's got to pay to join that, but isn't they're going to be putting on a show at the end of March.
So she gets to perform in New York?
Yeah, she got two solos.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know, it's just a great program.
Are you going?
You know what? We talked about that last night. I'm going to be... No, I'm on a...
I'll cover for you.
Okay. Well, you can cover for me. I'm going to be out of town. We're going somewhere. But I just think that theater that you do, and you bring in people... Jack Janowitz was part of your group for a little while. And, of course, Mike Haddad's daughter sang with you
Kelly,
for a little while. Kelly
Maggie
was awesome.
Dame, who was on, who she was on American Idol.
Right.
So we... And my son, who was on American Idol also.
He's great.
So we have some skills... And, you know, 26 years, Jim, 26 years that we employ 13 people. This is their full-time job. Who can say in a small community of 120,000 that you can have a professional theater troupe where people make a living at it?
And
you know?
That's a lot of people.
It is.
To feed a lot, that's a real responsibility that you've taken on. And I would think that industry is a little more difficult. I mean, it's not
tough.
Like paper converting, although ours was tough, but I mean, we had a pretty good base.
Live theater... And
you made it through COVID.
We did. Oh, I didn't want to talk about that. Okay, but we did. And every year has been getting better and better. But live theater is on the downswing because of AI and because of younger people not seeing live entertainment. It's a different
really?
Game. It's a different game. For us baby boomers, we're still out there. So we got some longevity. But I want to get that younger crowd in too, you know? And that's what my aim is.
Yeah, you know? That kind of surprises me a little bit because I think I would think that maybe older people are more into the movies that they're more into the young theater.
You know,
we have to figure that out.
The trend is theater is on the way down, just like wine. Nobody's drinking wine anymore, too. That's on the downswing. What's up?
What are they? Well, we're drinking less.
Yes. Yes.
The cold country is drinking. So it's a health thing. So it's not like they've switched from wine to Tito's?
No, they don't. Because alcohol causes cancer, they finally said, you know. Really? You know, it's like smoking eventually.
We just saw, as soon as they said that, it was over.
I'm done. But you know what? Folks are still coming out there. We still, you know, we're doing 70 shows a year at the Meyer Theater. We're bringing 25,000 folks downtown. And we just love every second of it. And we have a great season ticket subscription list. And you can still get season tickets for the rest of the year, so.
And that's a beautiful theater as well.
Weird
I think
theater.
A lot of people have been there. And like you said, for Valentine's Day or on Saturday as well, you know, grab dinner.
Yep.
Go to the show. You'll be their special
and it's
Valentine.
So affordable. $37 a ticket. You know, two people can go for $64 or whatever. I didn't do my math correctly, but I think that's what it is.
It's close.
70, whatever.
It's 60 for sure.
72. It's over
72.
60. Yeah. But dinner and a show. I mean, come on.
That's great. Well, thanks for doing that.
Thanks,
Jim. You're going to stay at it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not done. In fact, I was talking to Matt. Hey, how long can I have a contract here, buddy? Because I don't want to quit. When I get to that retirement age, you know, I'm getting there, Jim, and I don't ever want to retire. I have a job that I love. I don't even have a job.
I don't know who came up with that.
I don't either.
No, Walmart greeter. I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is great. I mean, I love working here. Yeah. And, you know, you find a nonprofit that you maybe want to work at or get paid at, you know, if you want to. And then we just need good presenters. I call them teachers, but you know, the syllabus is done, the curriculum's kind of done, and just real life experiences. Like if you would teach theater, I mean, nobody lived that more than you and maybe Dudley Birder, but that's about it. I mean,
you know, in fact, I get calls all the time. Hey, Frank, you offer any classes? Maybe when I get older.
Right.
You know, but I don't know if I'm not a classically trained actor. I'm more of a method actor.
But you're a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I just act
this
up.
Thanks again, Frank, for coming
thanks
in.
For
Todd, thank
me.
You. This has been a great show. And we're just going to see everyone tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow we're in Oshkosh. We are at WISS in Oshkosh. Great studio.
You got to drive there in the morning?
Yep.
Nice. Have fun.
4:30. All right.
I'll turn you on.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow
out
of Oshkosh.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.